Whatever else might befall the Roman Empire, Rome herself and the Italian homeland were safe behind mountains and sea. The United States likewise first sprang up between the Appalachian Mountains and the Great Lakes to the west, and the Atlantic Ocean to the east. But the Rus, and after them the Russians, could always be attacked overland from any direction. Invaders from the north or south had the added advantage of using the Russian river system as if it were a freeway. From the earliest times on, Russian leaders realized that adding territory was the most effective means of defense. Moscow escaped the worst of the Mongol domination because it was too far in north and west to be controlled effectively. Novgorod escaped it almost completely because they were insulated by territory. 2. Autocracy and centralization. The Russian people have never known anything but autocracy. As the mythical tale of Rurik's invitation in 862 AD indicates, autocracy was an improvement over what the Slavs had previously, anarchy. Certainly nothing in the Slavs' experience steered them towards democracy. Nor did the Mongols make any strong case for representative government.